So explain it to him like it's not me that did it, it's just my chamorah got wild and started to go. Omalei, so Levi told his Rebbe, he asked him the Shiloh, chamor sha'asokiv royim kugoyin zeh, if somebody has a bad donkey, like this one right here that I'm riding on, just listen to me, ma'al losses refrumbi v'shabbos, and you let it go out with a frumbi on Shabbos? That was the Shiloh. So he meant to tell him, Satrashi, the Yisus, Kavanti. He wanted to tell his Rebbe, I didn't have Kavanah to go in front, just my Chamar went in front. But from the Yadrashi, me having to Rossi Yisrael Agave Eloi, is a call too much of a Shmiranak. Has a regular Chamar does need a Frumbia. A regular Chamar, it's only Lubdikim for Frumbia. Lubdikim means a special type of a Chamar. That's the stronger Chamar. They need a Frumbia. But a regular Chamar does need such a strong one. You can only go on, we only could use an officer alone. Here the shaila is my chamor, that's very wild, can he go out with a frumbi or not? Or Malay, he answered back, Hochi yomer ovuch mishmedi shmuel, halakha kichananya. That's not negayi shaila. Because anyway, even on its side it's called in a tira yisertom, it's more than you need, we pass like chananya, say that's mutter anyway. That was the maisa, not the maisa, that we pass like chananya, that going out with a stronger shmira is also mutter. But Tayyi says on top, we pass like this, pirish rach, Dalocha k'rav. For next time we pass them like rav. The yama bein lanoi bein lishmar osir. If you're doing something to watch, it's osir. The misham yabayev rav ravina. Nevi vasroi aliba alibay. We'll answer, we'll see later. See about the later ones passing. It's osir. The meister it's osir. Yehukach says, Yehukach oimer rav rapur purus. To chol the terusi yisera to anything that's too much of a shmira, osir. He's going pour a biyaster of a whole noy vehem also lotzi. Anything just time to make it look nice, also it's awesome. Only let him make the dog go out with something you need for a shmira. But if you have something now too much of a shmira, more than you need, since it's not urche bekach, it's not like bottle to the dog. It's not a chelik of it because it's too much. There was also to let him walk out with it on Shabbos. By the maratona devei menasya, eight. If you have this goat, shechokak lo ben kaneha, it has horns. And you like scratched out, made inventions in the horn. Is Yoitza B'Yasa B'Shabbos. Then you let it walk out with an Asr. An Asr is this rope you tie around it. So Rashi Yoitza B'Yasa. In Tochva B'Chakikas Keren. If you tied the ropes onto the inventions in the Keren, in the horn. Avo B'Kshir B'Yalma. If you didn't make indentions, you didn't make cracks like in the horn. You just tying the string around the horn, loy. You're not allowed to let the A's walk out with it. Why? Dilma shalfa mereisha. We're afraid it'll fall off the head. Meteich shereisha dat, since the head is very small. Vima natekis, and it's pulling. Lakan lakan, it moves its head a lot. Kishemashkinaisu, when you move the goat, it moves its head a lot, and the string will fall off very easily. What's the gzeira then? The yosala suya arbamas meshusarabim. And we're afraid then you come to carry the string with you, the arbamas meshusarabim. Therefore, you're not allowed to stamp tie it on. But only if you have cracks in the carrot, in the horn, then you could tie it up very well. Then we're not afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos. Then you can go out with it. Now, voyi Rav Yosef. Tochav lo bezikna mahu. You tied it on to the goat's beard. Everybody knows the goat has a beard. So not that you tie it on to the head or onto the horns. There we know will fall off. Mashen, can you tie it onto the beard? Mal, is it mutter or not? Kiva di menatik lo koyiv lo lo yaslan tuche. What's the tzad? Maybe the string will fall off the chamor because since the goat, when you move it, it moves its head a lot back and forth, so it'll fall off. But here, if it moves its beard, it's pulling its beard. It hurts him. If you pull somebody's beard, you hurt the guy. So mele the A's won't move its beard, won't move its head around so much. He doesn't want to hurt himself. Therefore, we're not afraid of fall off. Oy Dilma, Zimnin de Rafi Venofel, the Yosla, so you still is not exerim. Even though you tie it onto his beard, and the A's won't move his beard so much, but since it's not a good grip on the beard, it's possible to fall off, and we still have the exerim, maybe you come to carry it, Bishusarabim, Dal Dams. Bishusarabim. Take up, but more about take up. There's Mutunat, there's a take up. Rashi Matekis, Rashi Matekis, but Kafetzis, on the beyond, it moves back and forth of Rechim Yodei. It wants to run away from you. Koyiv lo hazokin, the beard hurts when you pull it. Shenitla shasar, o makivoy. If it pulls its beard, the hairs will come out and it hurts him. So here the Morabai's by take. Tanan Hosam, we learned the Vaitam. Tanan Hosam, Voloi Buritsua Sheben Kanil. Tanan Hosam, the Sey Pirkin, Voloi Poro. A Poro, a cow can't go out for Ritzua Sheben Kaneh. If you have strings, Ritzua, strings around Ben Kaneh between its horns, it's awesome. Omale Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Pligi Bo Rabbi Shmuel. So Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, what's the pshat? Chadoma Bein Lenoi Bein Leshamer Osa. Whether you're putting the string there, stam to make the poro look nice, or whether you're doing it Leshamer, you want to watch it, you want to tie it down that way, both places it's awesome. Trash Lenoi Shet Soivo, you have nice colorful string there. For Kalei Lenoi, you make braids in the parra, in the ox, and in the cow, ben kaneh, between its kaneh, it's also was kimin kliyas. The karen, v'yena oichsel bo. You don't want to hold it there. Some, you want to make the parra look nice, that's also. Hu adim l'shomer, l'oichsel bo. You're tying the string between its horns to grab a hold of the parra. One says both of them is also. So drashi, why also? The parra nimtera b'lo yachiza. A parra you could watch without holding on to it. A parra doesn't run away. You're in front of it, it follows you nicely, a cow. Hook sovereign, he holds, on a tirosa, you start to masahu. That's Rabbi Yonatan Paskin, right? This rab. This is, well, Susi Chad. This, Tigaba Rabbi Shmuel Chadama. At least the Mandiyam, it says it's also Lishmer here, because he holds, since it's a more of a Shmira than you need, even though you're doing it for the purpose of watching it. But since you don't need such a Shmira, it's also. The Chadomar Lenoi Osa. No, it's only Osa Lenoi. Only if you're doing it to make the Poro look nice. And since it's not a Derech to make the Poro look nice this way, it's called a Masri. Our Lishma Mutter. We put it there to watch it. It's Mutter. So Trash Lishma Mutter. Kisov and a Tirusi Yester to Lav Masri. And that's this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If you're putting more of a Shmira than you need, one holds it's Mutter and one holds it's Osa. Omer Rav Yosef. Tistayim Vishmuel Udiyomel Lenoi Osa Lishma Mutter. I bring your raya, Shmuel is the one that says it's mutter for Shmira. Even though you don't need the Shmira, but since it's gefort, it's there for Shmira, it's mutter. That's Shmuel's svara. But this will come out that Rav is the one that said it's osar, and we know a machlekes by Yisur, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. That's why Rabbi Natan paskins like Rav. The Omer Rafuna Bar Chia, Omer Shmuel, halacha kechananya, we had before. Shmuel is the one that passed, like Hananya. So in Avi, you're doing it l'shem to watch the parah, it's mutter. Even though it's more of a shmur than needs, so it's mutter. Omer Layabaya, Ader Rabba, I bring you my pumfa kert. Testayin the Shmuel Udi Yoma, Bein Lanoi, Bein Lishamar, Osir. Shmuel is the one that says, no matter what you put in the string between the parah's Karen, it's Osir. The Yomer Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Machlif Lufne Rebbe, before the Shal, they asked the Shal in front of Rebbe, what about you changed around the Mishnah, you put the Afsir on the Nake, and you put the Chaytim on the Gomel, Shal Zu Bezu Mau, and he answered back, Omel Lufon of Rebbe Shmo Rebbe Yosi, Kach Omer Abba, the answer was that this, that's also, because as Abba learned, Dalad Behemoth, four Behemoth, Bedavka, only four Behemoth, Yoytze B'Yasser, to go out with a cheaper, a lesser type of a Shmira, Hasus, Haperid, we have gomel, we have chamor. Is lav lamute gomel b'chaytim that a camel could only go out with an officer? That's a smaller shmira. Mashenkin, you can't let a camel go out b'chaytim. That's with a bigger shmira. That's with a metal ring around its nose. So you see, the answer was that's also. So chura this maladus pshat where a shmul holds that's also a shmira yiserta. So tomorrow, sami hai mak mihai and echnami. Take away this one. Don't be gurus as less brisam, but learn the first learning, where Shmuel said it's muta. For tomorrow, my chaz is the mismas ha, mak mihai, meche tasty, which one is right, which one is wrong. Hey, there's a theory here in Shmuel. One place Shmuel said it's muta, a shmiri yaserta is muta, and the second is mashma, that's hold it's also. So meche tasty, which one's right, which one's wrong. And the Gemara, sami ha, mak mihai, yidiashchon Shmuel, the yom, no yosa shom muta, so tomorrow, the reason like this. That Rav Chiya Barashi Omar, Rav, Bein Lenoi, Bein Leshamer Osir. Since we have a Farish Rav that says Klor, it's Osir, even Lishmer, so the Kitzel before it was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So it has to be Shmuel is the one that's Matter. So since here Rav says Klor, it's Osir, Nitzir Yeserto, it's Arayip Shat before with Shmuel, so now the Shmuel holds its Mutter. I have a limud of Bryce that's mashma that it's osur. We take, we don't learn that one. That's not the equal limud. The equal limud is that Shmuel holds its mutter. Since we have a beferish Rav that holds that it's osur. Right of Rav Chiya Barav in Omar Shmuel Lenoi osur Lishame mutter. Us often hear that Rav holds its osur and Shmuel holds its mutter. So therefore, Klor Shmuel is the one that's matter it. So therefore, that's the equal limud. Shmuel holds its mutter. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, we take a paskin like Rav, but Allah is by Surim, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav. Next week, Koshra bo leho bimaisero ksheru. Shrashi le paraduma. Talking about a paraduma now. If you tied up the paraduma balia or bimaisero shrashi afsa, what? Koshra balia, yeah. He's the owner of it, right? Koshra balia bimaisero. He's the owner of the paraduma. Tied it up in maisero with an afsa, with the type of a rein he put around the paraduma. It's ksheru. The paradum is still mutter. It doesn't become possible. We'll soon say now. This, as we're going to say, this is called a masli. As we had before, what a paro does not need any shmira. There's no need to tie strings around the paro. You can watch it by itself. So here, we tied the masera around the paro. See, if you're going to say now what, a shmira yisaros is called a masli, so the paradum should become possible. You can't use this paro for paraduma. Because the pasuk says, ashaloi ola ole oil. If you don't use a paraduma that no work was done with it yet, you didn't even put the rein on top of the paro. But if you put something on top of the paro and it's carrying it now, it did some work with it, just carrying it, you pass on the paraduma. So bishtayim, if the shmira is called a shmira, it's not called a masli. That's called like bottle to the paro, it's mutum. But like Rav that says the paro does need a shmira. So a shmira yisterto is called an issa masli, so if a paraduma should also be like possum, it allows that you put something on top of the paraduma. Amrachmon. Torah says that's awesome. Amr Abayah Terat says, Bamalicha meyil yir. Zagrashi, Vistam, Pora, Poinelamokim, Marabit Shalom. The Sarach Laisa, Gashamalicham liir acheris. When you're walking with the Pora to a different city, a long road, then on the way, it'll turn one way or the other way, then you need a Shemira. So everybody's masking, you're allowed to put an Afsa around the Pora. That's not called the Shmur Yisera. El Urchi, that's the Urch of it. So therefore, here that it says if the Baila put the Afsar on the Pura, we're talking about a Kimta where the Baila was taking this Pura to another city. Then you need a Shmur to tie something around it. That's why it's still Kshera. Then if you're not going to another city, just the Baila is using its Pura and going to the place to work and place back, it'll be Basar. Rabo Ama Shani Pura, the Domea Yikorim. That since a Pura is so chashiv, it's worth so much, such Rashi, oboy the Tirusi Aserta. Therefore, since it's so valuable, the Paraduma, the Bible might have to take good care of it. It's a derech to put a strap around the Paraduma to watch it. We should know this. As soon as it's born, you do something special to it. So even though a regular Pura doesn't need the Shmira, but since a Paraduma is so valuable, the Bible likes it to watch it this way. Therefore, it's not called a Masli, it's called a good Shmira. Ravinu Amma Baradis. We're talking about a special type of a parah that's a wild parah. It's murid, it runs away from the bailam. So such a parah, it's a derech to put a watch, to put a string around it, therefore it's mutter. Right. Hatsus Bashir. The Mishnah says around the horse, you're allowed to put a string around the horse. The leash. The more my yoitzin or my nimshochim. What's the two dinim in the Mishnah? You're allowed to yoitzin, the sus to go out with its leash on it, and who are nimshochim, you could drag it with it. Omar Rafuna, oy yoitzim kruchim, oy nimshochim. Hey, the string itself could either be nimshochim, means it's a long string, or else it can be wrapped around the neck of the sus. Well, then you have a dog. You have a long leash, you're allowed to wrap around the leash around the neck of the dog, and that's mutter for the dog to go out. And don't say, since it's wrapped around, it's like a matzui, no, it's still mutter. Trashi, yoitzim kruchim. Horatsuya the leash soviv tzavoron around its neck. The alpha p shayna oichsu. You don't grab it that way. A balav masli is still not called a masli. Lenoi nam yuchayahu. Even sometimes they do it to make it look nice. So it's a derech pekach. If the derech pekach is muta. Nimshachemin shemoishchav ritsua kvuyi betabas ashir. The nimshachemin you it's dragging along. That's the way you pull the animal. That's one shot. Either one is good. You can only walk out with the leash if the leash is stretched out. Now that's the derech you walk out with if you hold on to it. But if the leash is wrapped around the neck, that's called a masli. That's the derech to watch it with the leash. If you did it wrapped around the neck, you're not using it to grab a hold of it. That's not the way you use a leash. Elamai, you're doing it to wrap it around to make it look nice. He knows that's not called an urchei. it's not an urche for these animals to have it wrapped around, therefore it's called a masri. But mastis and ton on the brights that we learned, yaitzim truchim limoshech. You're allowed to have it wrapped around if you have kavona to be moshech it that way. So drashi kruchim perevach. It's wrapped around but not tight. Sheyochol hachnis yodoy. You could grab a hold of the animal that way. Beina krachi. Put your hands between the leash still. Tzavor. Or yeniach mat min achevol. Sheyemboyeth neroyech imayim yechzeno. That's mutter. As he's also asking, if you have it tight, wrapped around, it has no purpose then to grab it, it's only to make it look nice, that's also. If you have it wrapped around loose, since that way you can still grab it, it's still called the shmiritz mutter. Omer Rabbi Yosef, chazin alhu li'igle devei Rav Huna. He saw the eagle, the small calves of Rav Huna. Yoitzim b'yavsrein was going out with a chain around it. Kruchim b'shavis. Even though it was not a stock or tie all around the neck, still he held it was mutter. The mules of Beis Rebbe, Yosef the Afsarei and B'Shabbos. They also went out with the reins on Shabbos. Iboilu do kruchim and nimshochim, were they bedafkin and nimshochim only stretched out, or else there was even more to do kruchim if they're tied around the neck, shall our shalos and mutter or not? Toshma, Yosef Rav Shmuel Rabbi Huda, Om Rabbi Chanino, Muloy Yishol Beis Rebbe, Yosef the Afsarei and kruchim B'Shabbos. It is also matter to have the leash tied around the neck. It's not stretched out, even tied around is also mutter. Amru Rabbon and Kaim with Rabbaster. Rabbon told them in front of Rabbasi, Ho the Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So he answered back, Letzricho midi Rav Dimi nafka. I don't have to hear it from him, I know it from Rav Dimi. The Sakotai to the Rav Dimi. Nimshokim koma, because if Rav Dimi before the one that says the Yoitzin, the Yafsarayim, means only when the leash is stretched out, koma, with the Abuda Mashmul Nafka. Hey, what was Rav Dimi's whole Chiddush? Stam that they clear Asurim, now we know from Yudah Mashmul. Then Rav Yudah Mashmul, Machlifin Hoy Lefne Rebbe, Shelzil Bezumau, they asked the Shal in front of Rebbe if it changed around the reins as a mutter or not. Omelophon, they answered back to Bishmob Rav Yosin, Kach Omer Abba, this is what my father learned, Arba Behemoth, four different Behemoths, Yosin Beyafsim. So there are four Behemoths, that this is the Shmira for it, you're allowed to let it go out on Shabbos. Hasus, a horse, Beyapera, the mule, Beyagomel, the camel, Beyachamor, the donkey. So it says, Klo, a pera, the mule, is allowed to go out with an Afsim. So if Rav Dimi is talking about an Afsir, that's regular, Nimshochim stretched out, Pshitu is Mutter. Why do we need him to tell him that's Mutter to go out? And Lamai is telling us a Chiddush, even though the leash is wrapped around Koruch, around the neck, that's also Mutter. Om the Ravasi, it's Rechlo, no, I need it. Dimi, Rav Yudah, not the one if Rav Yudah, have a Mina Om Alafonim. Hitake said this in front of him, that a mule is allowed to go out with an Afsir with a chain around its neck. They were Mekablet. Hey, they held that's not the Shemira for it. And even with a regular Afsar, with a regular leash, also it's also. Kamashmaran the Rav Dimi. Kamashmaran Rav Dimi know that they were Mekablet. That's Mutter for the mule to go out with his leash. But how? Does it have to be Nimshachim, not the stretched out? Or even could it be Korach wrapped around? Maybe there's no Shiloh. Marvi, the Rav Dimi have a Mina, Hanemil Nimshachim. If Rav Dimi alone, I will know it's Mutter for Nimshachim, if it's stretched out. But if you tie it around the neck, maybe I think it's also Kamashmon the Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. That's why I need both memories. That Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda says claw, even though the leash is wrapped around the neck, still it's mutter to go out. That's also called Urche Bachi, that's mutter to go out like that. This is a leash. I'm all you have a leash around the kelav, a dog, or a horse. So the leash could be makabel tumah, and it says if it's touched the mace, it has tumas mace. So you have to have the tire has to be. You have to have azor. You have to spritch on it from the mechatis. So even while the leash is still around the neck of the animal, still you can make the azor. That's the name of the Mishnah. Umeizin aleim v'teivim b'mkayimun. You can manage put the dog inside the mikvah the way the leash around the neck. And as long as the whole leash is inside the mikvah, it's toivel, it's tor. You don't have to take it off the neck of the animal. So the moral lemeimra devnei kibulet tomeninu. But you see that leash, something that's around the tabat, that's around the neck of the dog, could be makabotum. It's called a kli. For the moral tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, tabat odom tmeya. A tabat, the ring that's used for a person, for man, that's called a keli. That's makabotumah. Vashenkin with tabas behema, or tabas the ring that's used for an animal, the kalim, or the kalim of an animal, the shar kolat tabois, terrorists, and all other